Building to a required bushfire attack level has a major impact on how a home is designed, built, and ultimately lived in. As BAL ratings increase, so do the demands on materials, detailing, and overall construction quality. Higher BAL levels limit the use of combustible materials, meaning features like timber cladding, exposed beams, or decorative verandas may need to be replaced with non-combustible alternatives, such as fiber cement, metal, brick, or concrete. Windows may need tougher glazing or shutters, and roof designs often become simpler to eliminate junctions where embers can lodge. These measures don't remove creativity, but they do guide architects towards safer, more robust designs that still look modern and appealing. For builders, meeting higher BAL requirements adds complexity. Every small gap must be sealed, heavier glazing has to be installed correctly, and unfamiliar fire-resistant materials may require new techniques. Surveyors closely check compliance, so documentation and clean workmanship matter. All of this increases labor time and requires skilled trades, which contributes to higher building costs. Costs rise steeply the higher the BAL. Studies show that BAL 12.5 may add around $16,000 to a build, while BAL 40 can add more than $50,000. Flame zone requirements can exceed $100,000 depending on the home. Elevated houses cost more again because their underfloor areas must be enclosed and protected. Much of this cost comes from expensive glazing, shutters, upgraded cladding, roof sarking, metal vents, and the extra labor needed to install everything correctly. However, some upgrades offer secondary benefits, such as better energy efficiency from double-glazed windows or reduced maintenance from metal cladding and roofing. Insurance and finance can also be influenced by BAL. Homes built to code may be easier to insure, while older houses with vulnerabilities may face higher premiums. In the future, banks may scrutinize fire resilience more closely when lending in high-risk zones. Living in a BAL-rated home also means maintaining its protective features. Screens, seals, and gutter guards must be kept in good condition, and landscaping must avoid creating new hazards. A BAL-rated house provides a safer structure, but it is not fireproof. Residents still need a fire plan and should leave early on dangerous days. Despite the costs and constraints, BAL-compliant homes have consistently shown better survival rates in major fires, contributing to stronger, more resilient communities.